This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we bring in super friend to the show. He is Chris Rose, Pride in Northeast Ohio, NFL Network, MLB Network, and, of course, BattleBots. Good morning to you, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, boy, what a week. 10 days it's been for our fair city, huh?
When's the last time we won? Have we won anything in the last? Now that I think about it. Thanks.
Yeah, I think.
And now that I think about it, yeah. I think my kids have lost every game over the weekend, too. So I'm like 0-70 for the weekend.
Well,
this
with the last name Baskin, they're destined to lose everything anyway. So
at least 31 times. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks. So let's add on to this depressing conversation by asking you, Chris, what were your general thoughts? And I'm going to leave this wide open to you about your Cleveland Browns against the Ravens as we go backwards before we go forwards.
Well, I think I'm probably like a lot of people in that city, you know, where you're on text chains with your buddies or your family ahead of time. And so I've told you this before. I'm on it with my two brothers and my one nephew, Andrew, who lives in Cleveland. And we all shoot out like a final score each week. And, you know, I think most of us felt like they were going to lose by anywhere between 7 and 14 points, you know, keep it close heading into the fourth quarter and probably lose somewhere around there. And then my oldest brother, Bob, who's the most cynical one, was like 45-14. I'm like, are you nuts? Like, they're not going to get crushed. And sure enough, the old man is wise. And retrospectively, you couldn't have handpicked a worse opponent for the Browns than the Baltimore Ravens. I think they feel like they've got the most to prove this year. I think they feel like they had unfinished business. I think they feel like they had a terrible game plan once they got down 14-0 in the home playoff game against Tennessee. They didn't make a ton of changes on their squad. They added some veterans that they feel like are really going to make a difference on that defensive line. And the Browns were overmatched in every category. And with that being said, they really have 2 games to kind of show it to all of us as Browns fans that they can pick up the pieces and get going.
What's your brother have for this week's game, Chris? What's his?
I don't know. I'll text you tomorrow with that one. But
all right, we're gonna have a new segment. It's called Rose's Thorn, and it won't be you. It'll be your brother.
Right. Just send him in. If you think I'm depressing, you got to listen to him. Holy smokes, my God! But he was actually at the game the last time the Browns won it all. He was a 7-year-old in 1964.
Very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Chris, of the atrocities that all took place in Baltimore, which atrocity is the easiest to fix in your mind?
I think the easiest one to fix is making the running game even a bigger part of what you do. I think the safest way to protect Baker right now, maybe even from himself, is to make sure we are relying on 2 guys who averaged over 5.5 yards per carry last week. I mean, and people say, well, they each had a huge chunk play. Guys, that's what running the football is all about. I mean, you don't always get 5 yards per carry. You know, sometimes the defense stops you and you get 2. Then you break 1 for 22 and you're like, holy smokes, we're in business. So I think that's the easiest one. The one I'm most worried about was, I think the Browns secondary took social distancing onto the field. Because, I mean, particularly that drive before half, which was kind of where the game changed, because they were really in it until the Odell drop and the Seibert miss and all that. And then I thought the Ravens were running a fast break. Like, they got down there in like 47 seconds. I was like, wait a second, how'd this happen? And they just were running way too free. And I get it. There's injuries in the secondary. We're relying on a lot of inexperienced guys, but this sport doesn't wait for you. They're not like, oh, okay, well, you know what? We'll give you a 12th or 13th defender. Uh-uh. It's up to you guys to figure it out. So that's what's most concerning.
Chris, I think the other part to add on to what you're saying about the running game is the unintended consequence is if the running game is even halfway efficient, you're taking all that pressure off your defense because you're eating clock. If the defense is struggling, what's the best way to help them? Well, let them get a little bit more rest. And if you're going to run the ball, not only are you helping the offense, but you're helping the defense too. Why does this simple concept seem to elude our Cleveland Browns sometimes? If the defense can't do it, keep them off the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think it snowballed, and once you're down by 20 points, you're running the game, running the ball makes it difficult, right? I mean, you're like, the clock, and sometimes it's the circumstances. So what I'm saying is I'll kind of – that's why when you ask me, well, what's the easiest one to fix, I would say, listen, let's just go for it, particularly with a young tackle who, seemingly played fairly well. I listened to Joe Thomas, and he was encouraged with the way that Wills played. If Conklin's healthy, and he won't be Thursday, but if he can get out there, I'd run that direction with Teller and Conklin and, try and get that going.
Chris, so let's spin this forward a little bit. What do you see going into this Cincinnati game? You've probably seen a little more of Cincinnati than most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched a lot of their game last week. The fact that Joe Burrow basically drove him down the field for he had a game-winning throw, and A.J. Green gets called for offensive pass interference, which I actually thought was a pretty good call. And then for Bullock to cramp up, which is, if that's not the most Ohio pro football thing to ever happen, it's unreal. So I was impressed with Burrow that he put together essentially a game-winning or a game-tying drive in his first time out. He wasn't perfect. There were some missed throws. He looked a little frazzled sometimes, but he's really good. He's really good, I think, and obviously has athleticism too. I mean, a 23-yard touchdown run, he can do that. If the Browns have any hopes of doing anything, this is a must-win for them. It really is. I broke it down for you mathematically last week that, their hopes of going 4-2 in the division would probably include a sweep of the Bengals. So let's see what you got. And, they really need to win this one for a lot of reasons.
Chris, if they don't win this one and Baker
why
doesn't
are you
look
doing
good.
This?
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there.
All right, well, I'm just saying, if Baker doesn't look that good, you're saying it's a must win. So something's got to change if they don't, right?
Yeah, there's pundits after 1 week who are saying, okay, you've got two great running backs, two great receivers, Pro Bowl tight end. You seemingly have fixed the line, which played pretty well. I mean, out of all of the issues on Sunday, the offensive line was not a major one in my estimation. And people are going to say, well, if everything else is changing around you and it's the quarterback that's still – I mean, I get it. Like, I understand. But to me, that's a decision that you make after this season. You have to see what's going on here. You have to.
I agree with you, but if you're Kevin Stefanski and you've got a guy who's – and I'm not advocating switching quarterbacks, even if they lose this week. So please don't think that. But I wonder if you're Kevin Stefanski and your backup quarterback is a guy you know pretty well and you feel like your offense could be more efficient with him, I wonder if he just takes it all on himself to say maybe we should make a switch.
In my opinion, that would be a monumental disaster if you do that. I mean, essentially, you're hitting the reset button on the franchise again, which they may have to do somewhere down the line, but I don't think – I mean, he has had less than 2 full years of starting games. I think this was start number 31, right, for him, something like that?
Yes.
30?
Yes.
I lost track of the count.
30 is a pretty good number because that's what the Browns have been giving up more than in the last 4 games. But keep going. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you know, I think you need this third full season. And under a new coach and a shortened off season, I just, you know, does he have limitations? He absolutely does. I mean, we know that. Like, every week he's getting several balls batted down at the line of scrimmage. And people say, well, that doesn't happen to Drew Brees. Well, you're talking about Drew Brees, who's one of the greatest anticipatory throwers in the history of the National Football League. What I mean by that is he doesn't wait for guys to get open. The ball is out before guys are making their breaks, and that's why he has survived. That's why he has passing lanes, things of that nature. And that's what we're waiting for from Baker instead of just one look, tuck, run to the right. Defenses are ready for that sort of stuff. What they aren't ready for is him to get rid of the ball on time or even before time, if you will. And Baker made that point yesterday in his press conference. He has to trust his guys more. He said it himself.
Chris, a couple quick baseball questions before we go. Are you in full panic mode for the Indians right now, or is this just a – or what is it? I mean, the good thing about the Browns getting beat so bad is that the Indian story's kind of been on the back shelf.
Yeah, listen, it's a horrible run. But they're still 4 games up on the number 9 seed. So even if the Indians – and people say, well, they're going to be the 8th seed. What are they going to do against Chicago or Tampa Bay or whoever ends up winning that 1 seed? It's a 3-game series. And if Shane Bieber's going game 1, you just don't know. I would feel the same way if it were flipped and the Indians were the 1 seed and they had to play somebody that had a good, really good starting pitcher as the 8th seed. This year, you're going to see some upsets in that best-of-3 round. I would be shocked if you saw Chalk get in. You just got to get in and pray that their bats do something. But, man, there were some mysterious moves last night. I know there's a lot of pressure on Sandy. I mean, you're taking over for a guy who's probably going to end up in Cooperstown as a manager.
Right.
But there has to be better collective thinking on who we can send up in critical situations with the game on the line. And the answer cannot be Sandy Leon.
Yeah, we were talking about that too. Last question for you. With baseball going into the bubble for the playoffs, will Chris Rose get to go to any of those games?
I will not be bubblicious.
Okay.
They're limiting
for obvious reasons.
You know, I might be covering some of the stuff at Dodger Stadium, you know, for the NLCS and things of that nature, or the ALCS, I believe that's where it's going to end up being.
Yep.
But I won't be going to Texas. Kevin will be there, so we'll have some show representation. But obviously, as a network, we're cutting way back just in terms of health, safety protocols, and numbers like that. But we will have our coverage down there.
All right, Chris, thank you. I didn't even ask you about what's going on in the Pac-12, if you think they'll play or not. Just quick, yes or no, you think they'll jump in now the Big Ten's, or is California and Oregon just too far behind? They can't do it.
You know, I the other thing they have to think about is obviously what's going on with these fires out here, guys.
Yeah.
It is,
the governor's,
you know, you
guys
see it on TV, but every day we open a door or a window here, and we're not even close to any fires. Where we are, you can smell it. So that adds a whole nother component to all of these schools that have to deal with this. So I really don't know where they're headed.
Well, come home, Chris. We won't have any problems here in Cleveland. You can do your show from your basement here. And you can have a basement here, unlike out there, just so you know.
Thank you. Don't think the wife hasn't been shopping on Zillow for some of that stuff.
To come back home?
You never know, man.
Oh, all right.
Well, buddy, we got a seat for you.
Basket Phelps and Rose. It's always a Rose Basket and Phelps. You can have top billing.
For God's sake, I don't think they'd be able to afford the two of you and me. It'd be ridiculous. Are you kidding me?
Trust me.
No.
You can look at my paychecks. You can see exactly how we roll. Chris, thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Let's go. Positive thoughts.
All right. Positive thoughts from Chris Rose. Thank you, Chris Rose. NFL Network, make sure you watch him there. Make sure you watch him on the MLB Network and, of course, on BattleBots as well. Pride of University School. He is Chris Rose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.